Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Once I get a few mature years under my belt, I'm going to do something wise, like tattoo my face.
Right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Thursdays on the Wake Up Call, we do Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we go around the room and get something off our chest that's been bothering us. I have a confession, but it's more something that is very weird.
Okay. Oh.
This happened last night. Actually, it happened only a couple of hours ago. My girlfriend stayed the night last night.
Sexy.
Right. And that's my confession. So there you go.
Oh, I get it. You're bragging that you have a girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. That is weird.
Last night, almost exactly 3 a.m., the television downstairs turned on by itself.
Oh, I don't like that.
This has happened before.
Okay.
When I lived in Detroit.
Uh-oh.
Like, this had to have been like 7 or 8 years ago. Same exact TV in the middle of the night just turned on. I couldn't have marched down the stairs fast enough to figure out what was wrong. And she was behind me. She wanted to, like, observe and make sure that it was handled okay.
I mean, she's way stronger than you.
Right, of course.
Right, that is true.
I found nothing out of the ordinary. I checked the Ring cams that I have. Nothing went off.
So you're saying you brought a ghost from Michigan?
I must have, because it was very weird. And, of course, couldn't go back to sleep after that.
No. That's how the ghosts get in your brain. Are you sure your dog, Henry, didn't go downstairs and, like, step on the remote?
He was in bed.
Oh, boy.
Or does your TV have an alarm setting?
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Some TVs do. Sometimes they have an alarm to turn it off.
For every 7 years?
Right. I wish I had a conclusion to this confession, but I don't. All I know is my TV went off in the middle of the night. Not knowing what was happening, I had to put on my big boy pants and go downstairs and figure out.
So were you not wearing pants?
That's not part of my confession, Katie.
Do you sleep naked?
That's not part of this confession.
That disgusts me.
That's his confession.
All right, it's Wake Up Call Confessions.
Okay, so mine is also technology related. I'm a big fan, as we've talked on this show before, of the app Disney Emoji Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered it during quarantine, probably sometime in May. Well, let me explain something to you if you don't know anything about the game. Once a week, there's a leaderboard. And you connect your game through Facebook. And your leaderboard shows, like, which one of your Facebook friends is doing the best. And if you're in the top three, you get coins that you can spend on power-ups in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously get some for third, more for second, the most for first.
Mm.
Well, I just discovered this game, but this game has been around for like 4 years. And there are friends of mine on Facebook who have played it all 4 years, and they are prolific at it. So I discovered that my wife, who is way further in the game than I am,
She's obsessed.
She also is better at it than I am, but it's also that she has no Facebook friends that play the game, and every single week she gets, I think, 10 or 15,000 coins for being number one. Well, guess where I place week after week? Barely in the top 10.
Mm.
8 or 9 with the same score, damn it. So my confession is, I have unfriended friends on Facebook that are really good at Disney Emoji Blitz so that I can juice my leaderboard position.
I'm gonna tell you something about your wife. I was talking to her 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about Disney Emoji Blitz. And she said to me, it's the reason she wakes up in the morning.
I mean,
if you were married to me and had to shelter in place during a pandemic, it would also be the reason you wake up in the morning. Yeah. But I appreciate the fact that we're just going to glaze over the fact that I have severed relationships with people that I have known for years just so that I can get imaginary coins.
I mean, that's
when
a bold jump.
That way, for some reason,
calling
them imaginary coins, which is what they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not real.
It's not real.
You can't spend them at the grocery store.
I actually think it's fine, and here's why. Because Facebook is an imaginary thing as well. At the end of the day, if Mark Zuckerberg decides to close up shop, we will all be okay.
And I think I speak for all of us. God, I hope he does close up shop.
At some point, he's got to.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.